come from a very ardent, pious, orthodox, devoted Hindu Brahmin family. And I'm going to share with you how I started my walk with Christ, how I came to know Him, and how He has changed me. From my childhood, I was very much fascinated with the stories that my mother used to read to me, the stories that she used to tell me from the beliefs of Hinduism and from Vedas and Upanishads, and the different stories about, mythological stories about Hindu god and goddesses. I was very much fascinated with them, and I wanted to be like them also. I wanted to build up characters as they had. Now, as I grew up, as I was going to school, as I was mingling with my friends, I had all those things in my mind, and I wanted to be someone who really would like to have a strong faith in Hinduism. And I used to have debates with other people on the facts of Hindu epics like Mahabharata and Ramayana. Now, as I grew up, one day what happened, when I was age of 13, I heard about Jesus. Actually, my parents, they heard about Jesus and they took a decision of accepting Jesus. And they told me also to accept Jesus, because they thought, because they have accepted Jesus, I also should accept Jesus. I should follow their steps, because I was doing so till then. I was doing so when I was 13 years of age, while they told me to follow the rituals that my mother used to do, the worship rituals that she used to do in front of the god and goddesses. I used to get one. So when they accepted Jesus, they thought, well, our son is going to do the same. But that's the time when I rebelled. I said, no, I am not going to worship or accept a foreign god. Well, in Jesus, I read stories, I heard stories about Jesus, and I read in the history that he was a Palestinian god. He was from Israel. And he was a Jewish god. He was a Jewish person who started Christianity. So he, to my concept, he was a total alien, a total foreign god. Then 1 year passed. I just started reveling. I told them, you do anything. You even stop my food, my clothing. I don't care. I'm not going to follow Jesus with you. But in between this time, I would like to tell you, though I was a small kid, 13 years of age, but I was a big head. I had a big head. I used to read a lot, I used to debate with people, and I had a good mentors. I had a few mentors who used to teach me on communism and on also atheism, and they used to talk with me, and they were those kind of people. The mentors of mine were those kind of people, those who used to believe in atheism, those who used to believe in communism. So they stopped my head with all their stuff. They used to tell me the stories, and I was a bookworm who always likes to read, who always likes to hear stories. So, 30 years of age, but with a head of 30 years. Now, I had a sloka from the Vedas. Astoma sadgamayo, tamasoma jyotirgamayo, rituma amritam gamayo. It simply says that from untruth or from lie to take me to truth, and from darkness to the light, and from death to eternal life. I read this because our great man of Bengal, Vivekananda, he introduced this sloka to the whole world, and he himself used this. He used this and he started a whole brand new movement in India. Now, this very much attracted me because of Vivekananda. He was my idol. And अस्तमा सब गमायो तमसमा जटिल गमायो मृत्युमा अमृतम गमायो आई रियली यूज्ड टू थिंक ऑन दैट एंड द वेरी कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ अहम ब्रह्मन अस्मी रियली रियली टच्ड मी एंड आई स्टार्टेड टू थिंक यस आई कैन बी अ गॉड गॉड इज प्रेजेंट इन मी अहम ब्रह्मन अस्मी आई एम गॉड एवरीथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड इज गॉड बिकॉज गॉड इज विद इन एवरीथिंग So everything can be God. And then, one day, a man gave me a New Testament. He came to our house to talk with our parents, talk with my parents, and he gave me a New Testament. He said, well, son, I understand that you know much about Hinduism. You know much about Jesus, but have you really, really read about Jesus? I see you like to read books. You have lots of story books. You have lots of books. And you have acquired much knowledge. But have you really, really read about Jesus? I said, what do you mean? Have I really, really read about Jesus? He said, you have read stories about him. But the main book that speaks about Jesus, Bible, have you read it? I said, well, I never had any chance to read. So he gave me a New Testament written in Bengali. And I started reading. And I started reading. And I started reading. And I finished that book. I finished it once. I finished it twice. I finished it thrice. And a few things that I got from the New Testament. Remember I told you that the concept, the Vedic sloga, Astama Sad Gamayo, Tamasama Jatir Gamayo, Mittama Amritam Gamayo was a thing that I used to follow. I used to pray that. Now in the Bible I saw Jesus saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He's saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And he's saying that he is the life. Now in Hinduism, there is a quest, thousands of years long quest. Astama Sadharma, take me from untruth to truth. Tamasama Jatir Gamaya, take me from the darkness to life. Mrityuma Amritam Gamayo, take me from death to the eternal life. And here is someone saying, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and I am the light of the world. I was astonished. I never found out in Hinduism, in any of the god or goddesses or any of the gurus, whoever said, I am the light. Whoever said, I am the way. Whoever said, I am the truth. Or whoever said, I am the life. And I think you will agree with me. The quest is still there. Astama Sadgamayo. The quest is still there. Though we think Aham Brahman Asmi, but still there is a void inside of us. We still think we need a God. We need the God. And Christ is here to fill that void. Someone has said that we have a God-shaped void inside us. And believe me, Jesus is the answer to that. Because he said, he's the life, he's the truth, and he's the way, and he's the light of the world. If you are still praying that same thing, Asutama Sat Gamayo, Tamasama Jatir Gamayo, Mrityuma Amritam Gamayo, then I will tell you, this is my request to you. Receive him. Receive Jesus. Because he is the way, he is the truth, and the life. And he is the light of the world. The enlightenment that you want today, Jesus is that enlightenment. Jesus is that light that will take you from the untruth to truth. From the darkness to light, and from death to life. So this is my request. This is my story, how I started my walk with Christ. The walk is still going on. I'm in the way, but my Master, my Jesus is with me to lead me to truth, to lead me to the eternal life. So please, you decide for yourself. Will you still have the quest, or you will walk on the way of the answer? Thank you very much.